Now, on a more serious note, mental health issues can cause many complications in our lives. One common complication is when individuals develop a form of addiction. And how we view people with addictions in society can be problematic, even more so, even inhibiting them from seeking care and being accepted in society. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Ryan Hassan, the co-founder of the Centre for Healing, to discuss processing and overcoming addiction. Ryan, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, Julia. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. So mental health issues and addiction, it seems to be a bit of a cyclical effect. How does mental health cause addiction?
Yeah, well, I think they're coming together more now, but there used to be sort of a mental health sector and an AOD or alcohol and other drugs sector as if they were two separate things. But the truth is no addiction exists without an underlying mental health issue. I mean, any type of addiction, whether it's drugs or behavioural, is an attempt to escape from ourselves. So why would someone want to escape from themselves? Because they're in too much pain, they're in too much distress. So oftentimes people who are suffering with anxiety, depression, bipolar, all these things will search for some sort of coping mechanism like a drug or behaviour and, you know, develop an addiction from there.
Sure, sure. And you've been vocal about your own personal journey through addiction. What were some of the biggest challenges for you?
Biggest challenges for me were I sort of suffered with a lot of anxiety from the time I was in primary school. Now, I was never diagnosed or anything like that, and a lot of people do go undiagnosed. A lot of people we work with say they have an addiction, they don't have a mental health issue, but maybe that's just because they haven't stepped forward and got that diagnosis. But for me, with the underlying anxiety and the sort of desperate loathing for myself, I would say, led to me going down the path of drugs. I was addicted to ice and GHB. I was really deep in that scene, in trouble with the law and all that kind of thing. And, so my main thing was anxiety underlying the addiction. But some of the challenges I had was admitting that I had a problem in the first place. There is a lot of stigma around being a drug addict in our culture. And that makes it very hard to first admit you've got a problem and then even come forward and try to find the right method of help. I mean, for me, when I decided I needed to make some sort of change in my life, I wasn't quite sure where to go. I just started Googling rehab and found that down here in Melbourne, you know, private rehab and public rehab. Private rehab was $30,000+ and public rehab was a 6-month waiting list at the time. And I thought, you know, I haven't got 3 months, let alone 6 months. So that was kind of the trouble I was running into.
Of course, of course. And so that obviously fed into your decision to start the Centre for Healing. How does the Centre for Healing help those who wish to overcome addiction?
Yeah, so what we do, we're an all-natural outpatient clinic for addictions and mental health. So whether it's mental illness stuff, addiction stuff, which are both commingled, as we know, our whole thing is working on an outpatient basis. So people come in for the treatment, the therapy and everything that we do whilst they can still be in the real world, so to speak. And a lot of the work we do, we want to unpack the root cause of where this addiction comes from, because it's always a lot deeper. People think that the addiction's about the drug, but the drug is actually an attempt for someone to solve their problem. So you can tell someone what's wrong with drinking or taking a drug too much. We know what's wrong with it. The question is what's right about it. So a lot of the work we do is helping people process emotional pain, emotional trauma, things that have happened in our past that we haven't been able to properly deal with and reconcile that are still weighing us down so heavily today.
And I'm sure, yeah, awareness is the first step for sure. And so what are some ways that we can reduce the stigma of being, you know, labelled an addict in society?
Yeah, by talking about it a lot more. I mean, having conversations like this, I know there's the Royal Commission to do with mental health at the minute going on. I think it's getting people talking a lot more. And the more people are talking about it, the more we're realising how much of society struggles with this stuff. Mm. Like, you know, someone who's battling anxiety or battling depression or going through an addiction, we feel so isolated that we pull away from society and think that we're going through something unique. Mm. Whereas, you know, we get the people coming to our doors. I mean, people from all walks of life. Like, this stuff doesn't discriminate. So, but I think having a lot more conversations and a lot more public figures coming forward as well, like, I think it's really important. A lot of football players are now speaking up about their mental health issues, and these people that we kind of put on pedestals to understand that they're struggling as well, to maybe help us have a lot more conversations about this stuff. So I think talking about it and raising awareness is key to breaking down the stigma.
Completely. Well, Ryan, keep up the great work and thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
No worries. Pleasure being here.
Thanks. Bye, Ryan.
Bye-bye.
That was Ryan Hassan, the co-founder of the Center for Healing, discussing the implications of addiction and issues in overcoming it.